Remember landlines? I'll remind us all in our next audio quiz. Let's check in with our contestants. June, what are the ages of your boys?
6 3/4. He's very particular. 3 1/2 and a 3-month-old.
6, 3, and 3 months.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Hey, you're out too. Well done.
Yes. Yeah. It's very exciting. Too.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm raising a boy. What advice do you have for me?
Bathrooms.
Like, just curtain them off, or
yeah, it's more of, you know, they really see, I feel like, the whole world as their bathroom. No, we set limits, but it's actually really good for road trips and things like that, because you can just be like, go, you know, parks.
Okay, road trips, I was like, are you opening a window? What's going on in this story?
Yeah.
Go. Good. Seth, for your job, you once cut a check for $6 million?
Yeah.
$6 million. What cost $6 million, first of all?
Advertising.
Just anything.
30 seconds during the Super Bowl?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Like, what's the biggest check you've ever written in your life?
I don't think I write checks.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I Venmo people?
Yeah, what's the largest amount you Venmoed with a little thing that's like, pie time, yeah, or whatever?
Hashtag millennial.
Yeah. Let's go to your next game. Remember phones? Remember phones without caller ID. Do you remember that? Just ring, ring, hello. You didn't know anything. An adventure would begin. Well, we have an audio quiz for you, and we're opening up the Ask Me Another hotline to phone calls from TV and movie characters and musicians. I'm going to tell you what the caller ID says. We'll hear the caller say hello, and then I'll ask you a question about them. So, June, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are off to the final round. Seth, you need to win this, or you're going to have to call someone without texting them first to warn them. Here we go. Looks like our first call is coming in from the Cliffs of Insanity. Hello, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
What movie is that guy calling from? Seth?
The Princess Bride.
That's right, yep. He's a good conversation starter. Our next call is coming from the set of The Truman Show. Hello.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
He seemed nice. What actor was that? Seth.
Jim Carrey.
That is correct, yeah. Now, if I remember right, that movie was sort of warning us about reality shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then...
I wish to God we had listened.
Our next caller is on the line from Gotham City. Hello.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Creepy. What Batman villain was that? June.
The Joker.
That is correct, yeah. Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. Looks like L. Driver is calling us from the hospital. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
What movie is she calling from? Seth.
Kill Bill?
Yeah, exactly. Not that you need it, but do you want to specify which one it is?
So is Daryl Hannah and... Oh, Volume?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant which assassin.
No, Volume. I like that. I like that, though.
We just watched Blade Runner, so it's like...
Yeah, right, sure.
Volume 1?
Yeah, right. Of course. I know. We both used to be in the Deadly Viper assassination squad, right?
But, yeah. I thought I recognized you.
Yeah. It was time consuming. All right. Billy Crystal is on the phone. Hello.
Hi, boys. How are you? Yeah, I was just roping over there. Thought I'd mosey on over. You know, I'd never moseyed before. Hope I did it correctly.
What film is he calling from? June.
City Slickers.
Yeah, that's right. This is your last call. This person is calling from a lecture hall. Hello.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Nope. Which musician was that? Seth.
Lionel Richie?
You are correct. Puzziger Archung, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Seth. You won that game. So Seth and June, you've each won a game, so it's time for a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 9 U.S. vice presidents who became president when their running mate died or resigned. June, you're first.
Andrew Johnson.
That is correct. Seth.
Harry Truman.
Harry Truman, correct. Seth. June.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Correct. Seth.
Whoever was after Garfield.
I can't accept that. Do you want to throw out one of 42 other people?
Wow.
I'm going to have to
James Polk?
No, I'm sorry. That is not one of the remaining answers. The remaining answers were Chester A. Arthur, Calvin Coolidge, Millard Fillmore, Gerald Ford, Theodore Roosevelt, and John Tyler. Seth, we're sorry to see you go. June, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against June in our final round, and we'll be joined by Adam Conover, host of Adam Ruins Everything, and we'll find out how he manages to be a tolerable know-it-all. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.